This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Henry Sokolsky, the Executive Director of Nonproliferation Policy Education Center, to talk about what appears to an amateur reader myself, proliferation. We go to a report from the Foreign Affairs Committee, the subcommittee hearing in these last days entitled Going Nuclear on Rosatom, Ending Global Dependence on Putin's Nuclear Energy Sector. Henry, a very good evening to you. The distinguished testimony, I read some of which, identifies Rosatom as the nuclear bomb maker, as the nuclear power plant builder, as the nuclear power plant fuel supplier. At the same time, there is large complaint in Congress that Rosatom has not been sanctioned adequately or at all since the beginning of the Taiwan War. However, I concentrate on two paragraphs I learned in the course of this testimony. According to the Department of Defense 2023 report, Rosatom is constructing with Russian assistance, including in the form of highly enriched uranium, HEU supply, two CFR-600 sodium-cooled fast breeder reactors at XIAPU, Xupu, in the People's Republic of China, capable of producing enough plutonium for dozens of nuclear warheads each year. Also, Bloomberg has reported for some time the building of a fast breeder reactor at Chengbao Island near Taiwan. The updated DOD report says that Russia is sourcing now HEU fuel, which, quote, has the potential to generate additional weapons-grade plutonium. What's going on, Henry? Russia's building or helping China build fast breeder reactors for plutonium. Is that what this is? And Rosatom is the guilty party. Good evening to you.
Good evening. It's always a pleasure to be on your program. I think the short answer is we're slowly waking up to something that has been pointed out now for over a decade. It took a while for the Pentagon and the intelligence community to look at the so-called civil sector and the fast reactor and plutonium recycling activities of China. They began to take this seriously enough to point it out in their 2021 report, and they've repeated it every year. They have their annual China military power volume, which is what you're reading from the 23 version. So the Pentagon gets it. I'm not sure the rest of our government understands what this means and what it implies. The Indians are loading up one of their projects, which is a fast reactor that they've been working on for decades, and they've made it very clear they're going to use it to make bombs. And the way they've made that clear is they won't allow international inspections of that so-called peaceful plant. And they've talked about using it to make bombs. So there's a clear connection historically as well. The French used their fast reactor to make bombs, two of them. So we got to be concerned that fast reactors make nuclear power even more connected to bomb making than other forms of nuclear power.
Rosatom is the perpetrator here. What is to be done? The committee in Congress discusses sanctions on the management board. Is that adequate?
No, I don't think it is. Those are sentimental and elusive gestures. I guess that's not very diplomatic, but I could say something harsher.
What do you recommend, yeah, Henry?
I think the first trend that should be built on is where the International Atomic Energy Agency, where we sit on the governing board said that the Russians need to give back the Zaporizhzhia nuclear plant to Ukraine. I think we should build on it and say, well, if they're not gonna, they should lose their membership privileges on the IEA until they do. And we should put that up for a vote, because apparently we have the votes right now to point out that they should hand back Zaporizhzhia. I think in addition, here in the States, we should give the utilities that are buying, you know, up to $1 billion plus worth of goods in the form of various forms of uranium from Rosatom a choice. They can get that uranium if they want it, or they can continue to get the subsidies from the federal government for their nuclear power plants, but they can't have both. I think we need to get tough on this. Make them make a choice. I think people have made way too much about how important these imports are to the continuation of our utility system. And there are alternatives if we want to choose them to buying and continuing to buy cheap Rosatom product. We haven't forced the issue. Industry is very anxious to, you know, save a nickel and a dime, and I don't think they're serious about preventing this trade.
I go to a news item from GeekWire. "Just watch us" is the quote. This from the Bill Gates-backed Terra Power, bullish on being the first next-gen nuclear plant in the U.S. What is Terra Power? What is Mr. Gates recommending?
Terra Power is a firm that Mr. Gates bought and owns that has a design, a fast breeder reactor design, which was called the PRISM, which is based originally on a federal system called the Experimental Breeder Reactor 2, EBR-2. And these fast reactors have been modified by Terra Power to be so they don't produce a surplus of plutonium, weapons, super weapons grade plutonium, but they can be altered to do that pretty quickly. And he has managed, even though he is one of the richest people in the world, he needed apparently $2 billion in grants from the Department of Energy to promote the construction of a plant in Wyoming. And this has been delayed. You know, we'll see if it ever gets built, but they're spending money. And he anticipates exporting hundreds of these things, he said, because he's struck up a deal with the United Arab Emirates to help promote foreign sales. Now, the mind boggles as to where these things might be built, if they ever are, if the UAE is a sales agent. Could be the Middle East. Well, you know, these things are bomb starter kits, to say the least. Not a great look.
So what Rosatom is helping China build right now is the same technology that Bill Gates is looking to export from the U.S. with an adjustment kit, an adjustment to the exports. Is that all that correct?
I think roughly. Of course, the technicians will say, well, it doesn't read, it doesn't do this, it doesn't do that. But it could be made to do that pretty quickly.
Right.
And it is a fast breeder, it is a fast reactor, and that's the essential technology that's similar. And it is not a very economical way to make nuclear power. Historically, it's been twice the cost of a conventional nuclear plant. And so they're saying, oh, but it will be cheaper. Well, if it's going to be cheaper, why do they need all the subsidies, $2 billion from the federal government? They should go out and make money.
Henry,
apparently, there's a problem.
Henry Sikorski is the executive director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.